Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Larry of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Larry?
Well, I keep wondering, why the big deal over analyzing the election of 2020? It seems to me the one prior to that is the one they should investigate. I mean, Trump was behind in the polls. Hillary was leading. Granted, she didn't campaign in Wisconsin. But, you know, why isn't anybody bringing this up? Maybe the Democrats should start pushing to investigate that election. And, you know, how soon we forget. It was a travesty.
Well, I'll tell you.
Trump didn't even think he was going to win. He was just a
Yeah, you're making a good point. I think the Democrats are going to be more aggressive. I'll give you an election that they definitely should have contested was 2000. Gore won by 500,000 votes. And in Florida, he was ahead in all the polls. And the first vote showed that he was behind by 500 and some odd votes, fewer than 600 votes out of millions. And so they started a recount. And that was, remember, they had the hanging chads. And they had this crooked way of arranging the ballot. So folks in Miami Beach and Miami who are Democrats voted for Pat Buchanan and not Al Gore because the line snaked around to the other side on it. But just the mere counting, the U.S. Supreme Court Republican majority stopped the counting of the votes, 5-4. They stopped the recount. Are you kidding me? After many millions, fewer than 600 votes? And then afterwards, when they did the audit of it, Gore won Florida. And with those electoral votes, he would have been president. We would not have had that recession in 2002, it would have been minimized. And frankly, with 9/11, Bush was sloppier and lazier than hell. Maybe it would have happened, maybe it wouldn't have happened, but we would not have invaded Iraq. We would not have lied about weapons of mass destruction, and the course of the Middle East would have changed. Remember that Iraq at the time, it's a Shiite majority country, but Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and he had a diverse government. He had a Christian in as essentially a Secretary of State, and he had Shiites and Sunnis, kept a lid on things. And then when we invaded Iraq, Shiites took over, drove out the Sunnis. The Sunnis spread throughout the Middle East and they changed their name. What do you think their name was changed to? ISIS. That's what it was changed to. ISIS, murderous people. All of that, over 500 or 600 votes. And then Trump's shining us right now. He's shining us right now on what? He won Michigan by 10,000 votes in 2016. This time Biden beat him by more than 100,000. And he's complaining about Michigan in Wisconsin in 2016. Trump won Wisconsin by 23,000 votes. And he's complaining now because Biden won it by 20,000. There's something wrong. Are you kidding me? You funning me? Give me a break. And Larry, the only slight thing that I would say is remember something in Wisconsin in 2016, Hillary lost supposedly by 23,000 votes. And you're right that the polls before that had looked good. But remember, Russ Feingold lost by more than 100,000 votes. There was something wrong about that election. I don't think it was exclusively, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think that Russ was a fine guy and a fine senator, but he waited to come back to the state a long time before he started a campaign. And it may be that people didn't think that his heart was in it. I don't know what the reason was. But he lost by five times the amount that Hillary did. So I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. I think that you're absolutely right. And I just put it in context. The fraudulent election was 2000. It was absolutely fraudulent. Absolutely fraudulent. And in 2016, you may be onto something. But in terms of the raw vote total, 2000 is the one I'd concentrate on. And more to the point, what are we doing giving a guy 11 grand a month out of taxpayer money to sniff around, just to walk without portfolio, without, you know, any direction, go sniffing. Oh, by the way, you don't want to go to the Republican counties? That's cool. That's cool. You want to just go to Madison and Milwaukee and Green Bay to start with? That's cool. Well, no, it's not cool. And these are the places that are the best run. And these are the places that have already been heavily scrutinized and heavily audited. So, you know, when it comes, in 2004, I don't know if you remember this, but I'll tell you what, John Kerry was our nominee. And I was the co-chair of his primary campaign in Wisconsin, along with John Richards, who's now a judge in Milwaukee County, a very fine guy, former member of the assembly. And he was looking good. He won Wisconsin by 10,000 votes. John Kerry did in 2004, but he lost Ohio. And there were a lot of folks, and that would have done it. And a lot of folks said, well, there was some skullduggery in Ohio. Maybe there was. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think there was skullduggery in Ohio enough to change that election. There was a lot, it was a huge margin difference. We've got to wake up to the fact that Ohio is not a Democratic state. It's not even all that purplish. You know, there's some guys like Sherrod Brown in the Senate, excellent guys, who managed to get elected, but for president to take it. And I think Ohio has the distinction of having the most, or very close to the most, presidents who came from Ohio. A ton of them came from Ohio. So it's a really key state. In 1960, John F. Kennedy ran in Ohio, obviously, for president and everything else. And there were crowds lining the freeways as he went, and he was sure he'd win. He lost Ohio, but he won the presidency. And what is his distinction? I believe, yeah, still it is still the case up until perhaps Biden, that he was the only president in 100 years to have been elected president and to have lost Ohio. You got to win Ohio. And so it's an important state. Some people say that Kerry won Ohio. I'm not convinced about that. And I was the co-chairman of his primary campaign. He lost by quite a bit. So this is a very productive discussion, because the core of this message that you're getting out there is the Democrats have to be a heck of a lot more aggressive than they are. A heck of a lot more aggressive. And where I would stand is it's too late to revisit the 2000 election, obviously. Too late, in a sense, to revisit 2016, although I think there we'd be barking up a much taller tree. But it's not too late for Merrick Garland or Josh Call to go in and stop this fraud federally of turning over voting machines and ballots, which is illegal under federal law. How hard is this? You give it to the guy who's last in his class in the law school. You go in and you say, hey, judge, look at this. It says you can't turn these voting machines, these ballots over to anybody who isn't certified, i.e. the election commission, for 22 months after the election. And guess what? It's not even a year after the election. These guys are doing it. Stop it. And any judge, even if he woke up on the wrong side of the bed that morning, would go, well, this isn't going to require a lot of thought. I will say they can't do it for 22 months. And he'll look smarter than a tree full of owls. That's what he'll look like. So the point of the matter is, the aggressiveness has got to come from our prosecutors and has got to come from our legislators right now. Right now, it's very hard to go back and undo anything, but that is my impression and that is my strong viewpoint of these past elections. We've got to go and stop this stuff. Cyber Ninja, local judge, said it could go forward. Where's Merrick Garland? Now, some people said he hadn't been totally confirmed enough to get his whole staff together. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. He's been confirmed and he has a staff together now. Shut Gableman down. Shut all this stuff down. Do not give them any voting machines. Thanks a lot for calling in, Larry. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Everybody wants into the crowd.